Good morning, brothers and sisters. Have you shouted for joy yet? There is the last promise from the Lord in the Revelation to John. It was written, "Surely I'm coming soon." If you look at the situation in the world, truly the Lord is coming soon. It is very close to the prophecies in the Bible, especially the prophecies about the end of age. It has happened one by one. As you can see, the trace of the Third World War, the rising of the strong man in Europe. We know the Lord is coming soon according to the Bible. I can say we are standing at the last phase of the last age. We can see the coming of the Lord with our eyes. You don't have to experience death. It will be so wonderful. But no matter what, we're the one with hope. We're not waiting to die, but we're waiting for the Lord to come. He will come in the clouds. We will meet him in the sky. The plan of the Lord is so fantastic. He will give us the resurrected body. Hence, we can wing to the sky and meet the Lord in the clouds. I feel so excited when I think of all these. Not only we have him on earth, but we have him in eternity as well. The Lord will reward us for what we have done for him on earth. He will present the rewards to us. His coming really compels our hearts. We shall finish the church and welcome for his coming. Shall we sing a hymn? It's in God's Family Hymnal the Second, Psalm 23. The most creative appointment. But there is no English version, so we'll read the translation. The church shall be caught up to the clouds soon. The bridegroom will meet the bride with joy. We will fly back to the heavenly home with the Lord. Appreciate and enjoy the glorious home together. The Lord is coming soon. He will come in the clouds. Take us up to meet him in the air. Amazing appointment, the most creative appointment. We will fly and dance in the clouds. The wedding feast of the Lamb is preparing. What a magnificent wedding banquet in heaven. We will drink a toast with the Lord soon. We shall adorn and be prepared. The Lord is coming soon. He will come in the clouds. Take us up to meet him in the air. Amazing appointment. The most creative appointment. We will fly and dance in the clouds. I hope you have time to quiet yourself and respond to him, or you can sing another hymn to worship the Lord. Let's have some time to be with him face to face. You can stop the recording and we'll read the Bible when you're done. May the Lord bless you. Brothers and sisters, we'll read in the Gospel according to John, chapter 14, verse 1 to 12. Let not your hearts be troubled. Believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, would I tell you that I go to prepare a place for you? If I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and will take you to myself, that where I am, you may be also. And you know the way to where I am going. Thomas said to him, Lord, we do not know where you are going. How can we know the way? Jesus said to him, I'm the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you have known me, you would have known my Father also. From now on, you do know him and have seen him. Philip said to him, Lord, show us the Father, and it is enough for us. Jesus said to him, Have I been with you so long, and you still do not know me? Philip, whoever have seen me have seen the Father. How can you say, show us the Father? Do you not believe that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me? The words that I say to you, I do not speak on my own authority, but the Father who dwells in me does his works. Believe me, what I am in the Father, and the Father is in me. Or else believe on the account of the works themselves. Truly, truly, I say to you, whoever believes in me will also do the works that I do, and greater works than these will he do, because I am going to the Father. As we have read through, the Gospel according to John chapter 13 mentioned the Lord washed the disciples' feet, and Judas betrayed him. The Lord mentioned he would leave them and foretold that Peter would deny him three times. Now we come to the Gospel according to John chapter 14. He discovered that the disciples were troubled and afraid. We can see in verse 1 mentioned, "Let not your hearts be troubled." The Lord noticed that their hearts were troubled. Maybe it was because the Lord said he was going to leave them. In addition, verse 27 also said, "Let not your hearts be troubled, neither let them be afraid." The disciples knew that the Lord Jesus was going to the cross, yet they were not certain whether he would really be resurrected from the dead. So they were troubled, or perhaps they were afraid because they were about to separate from the Lord. Therefore, the Lord Jesus specially told them to leave peace with them as well. So they were not troubled or afraid in their hearts. In fact, the disciples did have a lot of doubts that night, and thus they had a lot of questions. In the previous chapter, in the Gospel according to John, chapter 13, verse 36 to 37, Simon Peter said to him, "Lord, where are you going? Lord, why can't I follow you now?" In chapter 14, the disciples continue to ask. They had a lot of things that didn't understand. They had a lot of things that they didn't understand. Jesus said, "And you know the way to where I'm going." Thomas said to him, "Lord, we do not know where you're going. How can we know the way?" In fact, the Lord Jesus had already told them. He went to prepare a place for them. Where would he go? He would go to the Father's house. Thus, he would return to the Father's house. And the Lord Jesus also said he was the way. No one comes to the Father except through him. Thus, he is the way. Just they did not seem to understand. When Jesus said, "If you have known me, you would have known my Father also. From now on, you do know him and have seen him." When Philip heard what the Lord said, his response was to ask the Lord to show them the Father and said it was enough for them. In fact, his response indicates that he did not quite understand what the Lord said. The meaning of what the Lord said, "Whoever has seen him has seen the Father. To know the Father is to know the Lord." When you see what the Lord did and said, you can see the glory of Abba and his heart for us. It's not saying that the Lord is Abba, but Abba is in him. He's also in Abba. Abba and the Lord are one. The Lord did the work which Abba liked to do. The Lord was fully submission to Abba. Therefore, when man sees the Lord, he sees the Father. In fact, the question of the disciples were not yet over. You will find that there were many things they didn't understand in chapter 15 and chapter 16. Yet, truly, there were many things they didn't understand. The Lord was very patient, and he explained to them some important truths one by one. Not only he talked about his relationship with Abba, but also the issues related to love, unity, and sanctification. Brothers and sisters, the teaching of the Lord Jesus on that night in the Gospel according to John chapter 13 to chapter 16 was therefore very important. Not only is it a great comfort to our souls, but also solves our problems. It has shown the will of God. His love dream and the things he and Abba like to accomplish most. Thus, I hope that when you read the Gospel according to John chapter 13 to chapter 17, let us read it with your heart and read it slowly. Let your soul be quiet before the Lord, and you can hear the true meaning behind the answers of the Lord. May your eyes be open and see the depth of the hearts of Abba and the Lord. Not just seeing and understanding the meaning superficially, but also knowing the love plan in the heart of God. When I read the Gospel according to John chapter 14, not only the questions of the disciples attach my heart to think about the Lord's intention behind the questions, but there are also a few things I'd like to share with you. Firstly, in verse 2 mention, in my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, would I have told you that I'm going to prepare a place for you? Straightforward, we realize that the Lord Jesus would return to heaven to prepare a place for us. In fact, the Father's house mentioned here is heaven and paradise. Brothers and sisters, I don't know if you treasure the words used by the Lord. If verse 2 was changed to something like this, what would you feel? In heaven are many rooms. Is there any difference? The location is the same, where it is the most beautiful place. But if it is just a beautiful place in heaven, where you and I would live forever, that's not enough. What the Lord Jesus said was in my Father's house. Truly, it is interesting. You see, it is where God desires. God does not simply want those who believe in the Lord to be free from sin, not going to hell, but let us go to the most beautiful and the best place and enjoy happiness forever. Nope. What the Lord Jesus said is in my Father's house, that the heart of God is so clear. What God wants is a family. God calls all the believers in the Lord to gather together and become one family. And Abba and the Lord both live there. Lord Jesus said, in my Father's house. It is so precious that this house belongs to the Lord, to Abba, and to every one of us. The Lord Jesus said that in my Father's house there are many rooms. The rooms are to be lived in. So who will live there? Of course, the ones who live in Father's house are the family members of the Father. It's so precious that we are the members in this house. I'm so grateful to the Lord for making us members of the God's household. We are the closest. Each of us is the most adorable and the dearest child of Abba. Hallelujah! How treasurable! We're not only going to heaven, but returning home. As we mentioned before, the Lord noticed that the disciples were troubled and afraid. I believe that the Lord liked to comfort their hearts so that they would not be troubled or afraid. Hence, the Lord talked about the Father's house, giving them a glorious hope. It means that the end of life is go home and to return to the Father's house. The house of Abba and the family members are waiting. We always like to return home when our lives encounter ups and downs, for our families gives us the greatest support and comfort. Home is a place where we feel safe. It's so precious, we'll return to our Father's house on that day. It's so precious, the Lord is preparing a place for us in heaven now. I guess each room of ours has its own special features. There must be stories about my experience of love with the Lord in my heavenly place. The decoration and design will be filled with the love between me and the Lord. I believe what the Lord has prepared has something to do with how I walk the path in my life. Hence, brothers and sisters, let's strive forward. May we prepare a place with the Lord. We shall prepare ourselves in our present life. The Lord prepares the future for us. The promises of the Lord are so precious. In verse 3 mention, and if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and will take you to myself, that where I am, you may be also. Do you know the Lord is the one who is reluctant to be separate from us? When I read this, I could feel the Lord's longing for love. Truly, he desires to be with us forever. We will be with him wherever he is. What the Lord said is to bind with us and which stands the test of time. It means that we will be bound to him forever and never be separate. Brothers and sisters, where he is, we may be also. What a joyful promise this is. It's not just in heaven. It's not just a beautiful and happy place. And what is more important and precious is the eternal spring of love with the Lord. It's useless and meaningless how beautiful the place is without the presence of the Lord. The most beautiful place is where the Lord is, just like what the hymn mentioned in the beautiful of heaven. What be the heaven's beauty if you were not there? I desire no more this heavenly place. Fairer is the heavenly home, caused by you prepared. One day you and now live in the new place. Lastly, I'd like to share with you verse 12, and the Lord Jesus said, "Truly, truly, I say to you, whoever believes in me will also do the works that I do, and greater works than these will he do, because I am going to the Father." Truly, this verse is the encouragement to us. We are able to finish the glorious will of the Lord on earth. We can participate with the Lord in accomplishing the plan of God from everlasting. For the Lord returned to the Father, and he sent the Holy Spirit to abide in the heart of those who believed in the Lord. The great works mentioned here do not refer to those signs and wonders. Thus, don't get wrong that we can do greater works, which mean we can do miracles, which are more powerful than Jesus. Not only calming down the storms and waves, but the tsunami as well. Not only feeding 5,000 people, but feeding 100,000 people. Hence, you see, we do greater works doesn't mean that the miracles we perform will be more powerful or more numerous. Then, what are the greater works? Greater works can be said to be the more important things. But I hope you don't misunderstand what I said. Isn't the crucifixion, resurrection, or the ascension of the Lord Jesus important? Certainly, it's important. Is very essential indeed. Without these great works done by the Lord Jesus for us, there is no way we could be saved. But do you know what the purpose of the Lord Jesus being crucified on the cross for us? His resurrection and ascension to heaven is? The purpose is so important, isn't it? For Abba and the Lord, crucifixion was the process. The most essential is the purpose. The purpose is not just about the glory of Abba and the Lord, but also for those who believe to be the dear child of Abba, the Lord's love, and members in God's house. This is the love dream of Abba, the Lord, and the Holy Spirit since eternity. From the very beginning, the heart of the Trinity God likes to have the deepest union with man and love one another forevermore. And the Lord Jesus accomplished salvation on the cross and removed obstacles. He has given us a way to return to God. The Lord Jesus resurrected and ascended to heaven and gave us the Holy Spirit in order we are united with God forever. The love dream of God has fulfilled. Yet, that's not all. God likes all those believed to be one household. Therefore, the Lord sent the Holy Spirit to us. Not only we are united with the Lord, to be the closest to him, to be the unity in love with one another, but empower us to preach the gospel in the whole world, to build the church after the Lord's will, and offer to God the home which God likes most. How blessed are those who believe in the Lord, for every one of us has a part. We have a part in building the house of God. We have a part in fulfilling the love dream of God. It's true. Brothers and sisters, you and I can do greater works than the Lord did on earth. The Lord accomplished salvation. Yet, you and I are the one to finish the ultimate will of God. Hallelujah! It is my honor, especially in this generation. Brothers and sisters, you and I are the last leg runners of completing the church. Let us welcome the Lord's coming. I'm very grateful to the Lord that we have a part in the final stage of this project. We shall give to the Lord what the ages haven't been able to give to Him, to bring forward the capstone. Brothers and sisters, let us join hands to complete the church and welcome the Lord's coming. Brothers and sisters, that's all for my sharing. I hope you will shout for joy and give thanks for your life. I hope you have some personal time to draw near to the Lord and be face to face with Him. You can read the rest of the Gospel according to John chapter 14 and enjoy the words of the Lord to you. He loves to open His heart to you and likes you to understand His heart. May the Lord bless you.